7 years after California voters approved Proposition 71, authorizing $3 billion in bond sales to fund stem cell research in the state, those efforts are starting to bear fruit. The newly created California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, or CIRM, had to get through 2 years of legal challenges, then another 2 years of constructing research facilities before their actual work could get started. Since then, says patient advocate Chris Steele, there has been exciting progress on multiple fronts.
In Geron Corporation, there's the first clinical trial where someone with a spinal cord injury is getting stem cells to see if he can benefit from that. And I can envision the day where people in wheelchairs will be able to perhaps get out of them. I've had type 1 diabetes myself for 52 years, and I'm looking forward excitedly to being cured in my lifetime. In May, we heard from a sickle cell scientist in Los Angeles that he thinks he'll have a cure in 5 years or less. That's the kind of time frame that CIRM is working under. They don't fund research unless it's a collaborative effort of a team, and they can get results in 4 years.
Among the numerous scientists whose work is supported by Prop 71 funds is Julie Anderson of the Buck Institute in Novato. Her research centers on Parkinson's disease, taking a two-pronged approach to both understand how the ailment works and develop a treatment for it.
Using the stem cells as a means of understanding the basic processes that are causing the disease, using the cultured stem cells in a dish to screen for novel drug or gene therapies that could be used in the living organism to halt the course of the disorder, and I think a little further off, using the stem cells possibly as replacement therapy if we could figure out a means of improving the environment to give cells every chance to survive in the diseased environment.
Former State Senator Art Torres of San Francisco worked to help pass Prop 71 in 2004. He's now vice chairman of the CIRM governing board and says that in addition to the medical breakthroughs the program is making, it's also been a financial plus for the state.
20 years in the legislature, and I've never been involved with a state agency that has a 6% cap on expenditures, which means that 94% of whatever money is raised goes directly to research. We're also anticipating bringing into the state between now and 2014 over $201 million in new revenue based upon the scientists that are coming to California. We're the largest donor in the world in stem cell research, and because the voters voted for it the way they did, no money can be spent outside of California. So all these jobs that we're creating here can never be outsourced.
The funding authorized by the original initiative is expected to run out around 2016. At that time, a second measure to continue the stem cell research will likely go back before the California electorate. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.